It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Got a little salad going on over there?
Got a Caesar?
Nope.
What do you got?
Corned beef.
Corned beef salad?
Yeah.
Yes, you can put anything on a salad.
Yeah.
Anything.
Hmm?
And I've made, now I'm up to 6 corned beefs since Sunday, so I love it.
Good.
It's so expensive the rest of the time of the year, so I stock up now while it's on sale.
Mm-hmm. I've just never warmed up to it, I guess, you know? But yeah, I throw anything on a salad. I had a salad the other night. This is the weight you guys carry.
Okay.
I'm sitting at the bar at my nephew's place, right, Diverge, having a salad, and...
Did he say, is Greg, you on a small salad?
No, but a guy at the end of the bar came down and goes, Cretchy, I just want you to know I just watched you eat that small salad, and that's exactly what you ordered, and I'm going to call the show and tell those sons of bitches that you had a small salad.
Okay.
Because you guys make fun of me for saying that, well, like I'm making up.
It doesn't, like, for a while there, like, it didn't matter what you were eating, it was small. I had a small dish.
I know, but you also got to think that, like, a lot of these salads, you go to these places, it's like 1,600 calories. You know what I mean? I'm a big guy.
A lot of them don't serve two different sizes. So when you say small salad, you're like, are you requesting?
You could ask, if you go to a chain, you could ask for a smaller version. You could.
Brad Skiller has two, but we have
isn't
a small
salad.
Large salad.
Side salad.
That's, yeah, basically. So anyway, but I mean, the fact that we talked about it, you guys joke about it, the guy actually comes out and goes, Cretchy, listen to the show all the time. If you want, I will call the show and tell them that I saw you order a small salad. I just thought it was funny. Him and his wife are big listeners, so it was nice to see them. So, well, anyway, we are moments away. I'm going to be hitting a couple of buttons and hooking up with someone that we are all. We actually had him on, I think, on a couple of occasions.
Yep. I opened for him.
That's right. You did open for him. You did.
There was a little chaos backstage.
Why was that? I remember that there was something, right?
They had a kiddie pool backstage.
Yeah.
With ice.
Yeah.
And full of beer. And they said, let's kick help yourself.
Yeah.
Well, the band did. And then they were like, hey, slow
take
down.
It easy. Yeah, right. Vanilla Ice is going to join us. And listen.
I was like 8 years old and knew this word for word in my cousin's backseat of her convertible.
Ice is going to be joining us. He's got an I Love the 90s tour that's going to be taking off on the road. It's going to hit Foxwoods coming up in September on the 12th. Also on the show will be this guy.
How we do it.
Montel Jordan,
oh, yeah.
Which I think is this song has been used more on television shows,
yep,
than any other song.
Really?
The most popular song ever used on television is this one. Also on the show, Young MC. This is a good song. It's just, what a groove. Bust a move, and also
right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Rob Bass, Kelly.
I'm not familiar with this.
Oh,
song
when
so
you
far.
Hear it, you're okay. Gonna go, yeah, you're gonna,
DJ, easy,
yeah,
rock.
All right.
Hit it.
I want to go to the show now.
See, I mean, look, these kind of shows, they're just fun.
Yep.
They're just all out fun. You know, the whole crowd is going to be losing their mind. You know? You know this song.
Yes.
I know all this.
Yeah. So that's it. The I Love the 90s tour is going to be coming around. We had, like I said, we had Vanilla Ice on. It was really nice. The problem that you had wasn't with Ice, was it? It was the crew or
the
something?
The crew, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down.
Okay,
for one,
well, anyway.
I swear by the moon.
Isn't that All for One?
It's All for One. They're okay. On it.
Oh, are they on it too? It's not. No, not there. I got. Who's going to be there? I'm looking.
Oh, I'm on the I Love 90s tour.com.
Yeah, there's going to be rotating people in and out, and because
they also have Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah. Ah, that's the
Tone
one
Loke,
I really know.
Tone Loke, yeah. But at the Foxwoods show, the it's going to be the people that I just mentioned. But I would go. I mean, just I'd see Ice, absolutely, and also I'd see Young MC just to see that song.
Yeah, and like both of those songs.
You kidding me? This is how we do it? Ice Ice Baby. Great. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but he's going to be joining us. Didn't he have a show where he, renovated, or was he still doing that?
I think he had a construction company
for
a
while. Yeah, he did. So he's going to be joining us. Yeah, they got a lot of Naughty by Nature. I mean, a lot of different bands are going to be appearing around the on the tour. So, yes. Hello.
All right, Greg.
Hi.
You guys have 27.
Okay, we got it. That's Michael, our producer in New York City. What's up, Ice?
Hey, we here?
Yeah,
all right.
We're here. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How's everything?
Everything's good. So we were just rolling through the lineup for when you guys come to Connecticut up here in New England, and I'm already ready to go. I'm already ready to sign up.
Oh, my God, brother. Let me tell you. You want to talk about the most infectious. People are coming out for not just one show. They can't get enough, so they're flying out to these other shows just because of what a great time they had.
What?
And I'm just blown away. It's like, you know, we were supposed to go like 8 months, and now we're on 8 years.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, it's because this generation, we've grown up, we all have jobs, we have money that we can go and follow and reminisce about our days growing up in the 90s. It's awesome.
I'm wondering, like, why is there so much passion for 90s music?
Because we're the last living generation that knows what it's like to live without computers, you know?
Yeah.
And we had, I'm pretty sure if you checked out all of my audience, we would probably have collectively the highest blockbuster late fees ever in the history of the crowd.
That's awesome.
I like that.
It's funny because this is something that we talk about from time to time, right? So I'm an older guy. I'm 63. I've been doing this for a long time. So, I mean, you know, the 80s were the party rock. But then in the 90s, rock took a sharp turn. And it was like the woe is me, you know, the tough things in life. And everything became about that. But there was the pop section of the 90s that was the opposite. It was, you know, it was like, you know, Ice Ice Baby. It was Bust a Move. And these real grooves that hit you and made you happy again. And I think that's why so many people are turning out, because it was part of in the rock world, it was kind of a depressing period. But in the pop world, it was like, it was still about having fun and cutting loose. And who doesn't want to celebrate that, Ice? That's my take.
That's well put, man. I mean, really good. It's right. I mean, like every song is like you're at a wedding. You know, you'll recognize everything. You'll get up and dance. Young MC, Tone Loc, Rob Bass, yeah. Salt and Pepper, Color Me Bad, All for One, Montel Jordan, Warren G. This tour is amazing, and it just keeps getting better. We love it, man. And you know, it's so infectious that people are coming dressed up like Ninja Turtles. And it's like they got Zeke Cavricci. I don't know where they found their Zeke Cavriccis, but they got them. Fat gold rope chains and high tops, and just it's an experience, you know. And
Just to tell you how much this music has affected and infected America's psyche, I just read 2 days ago, I think, Ice, that the Montel Jordan song, This Is How We Do It, is the song out of all of the pop songs released. That song has been played on television shows, more than any other song ever, which means it eclipses everything from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And it was released in the 90s and it's still been played more. What does that tell you? Right?
That it's timeless, you know? And once you've done something that, you know, captures a generation, it stays there forever. That's why these kids today, they know who Elvis Presley is because he's made a comeback.
Yep.
And, you know, even Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
These kids are 20s and they know Sinatra? How do you know that? And then I say, wait, how do you know Vanilla Ice? That's 35 years ago. And they're like, come on. And I'm like, oh, yeah, YouTube. I forget.
Yeah, does that get to you? You sit there and say 35 years, holy crap. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Go ahead, Scotty.
And what have you been doing?
Everything
me,
on
I've
tour?
Been, of course. So I've got, you know, 9 years. I filmed the Vanilla Ice Project.
Right.
We just finished filming for the last year and a half, 2 more seasons. Got 26 episodes coming. Filming movies with Adam Sandler and having fun dancing around, raising 4 kids. I do construction a lot during the week. But you know what? The way it works out is on the weekends, I get to be the oldest teenager in town.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but
and then on Monday, I've got to be a lousy adult and accept my responsibility and pay bills. But it's great to relive the 90s, man. It really was the last of the great decades. And, you know, I mean, we're the first generation to rip our backseat out and put in subwoofers, man. We're the first generation to take hair trimmers and put lines in our hair and even shave eyebrows. And pop culture was at its peak in the 90s.
And that pop culture, I will say, I have a 10-year-old son, and he often gets the lines in the side of his head, and he asks the barber, he's like, I want lines through my eyebrows. And she's like, am I allowed to? I'm like, whatever. I'm like, my friends did it growing up, so my son, who's 10, can do it now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It looks awesome. Great pictures, great memories.
The show is at Foxwoods is going to be on September 12th, so it's going to go through the summer, and it's coming to New England on September 12th. Kelly Brown has a question for Vanilla Ice.
I work at a restaurant part-time, and every Friday night, my coworker Evie is in charge of the tunes. She plays a mix on her Bose speakers, and you are on regular rotation. I was wondering if you could say hi to my friend Evie.
Hey, Evie, I appreciate you guys jamming and enjoying the music, but most importantly, come out and put your dancing shoes on and join us for the I Love the 90s tour, because it's epic. We really get everybody sweating like you're in a Zumba class.
She's going to slice like a ninja now.
And hopefully, cha-ching, every time she plays it, maybe Ice gets a little bit. I don't know how that works, you know. But what, you know, I sit there and I think about it. I think about, like, okay, so you go out on stage and you know the kind of reception you're going to get. The crowd's going to go crazy. But in that moment, Ice, when you're out there and you, yes, you've sang Ice Ice Baby a gazillion times, but when you see the reaction of the crowd, does it become new again for you?
Absolutely. Every single time, it's like I've never played it. It's unbelievable because I feed off the crowd. Sure. And I know that when that comes on, I see everybody just go bananas. The crowd, the cell phones come out, everything just gets crazy, and they just, yeah. And the Ninja Turtles too. I mean, that song is also the become an icon, iconic song for all the people that grew up to Ninja Turtles, and they're our age now, you know? It's like, what? My demographics of these concerts are really strange because I've never seen 9 to 90. And literally, there's kids and college kids, which is the hardest group to get. They come out and they know every word. And I'm like, oh, my God, YouTube is really big.
Yeah. Well, have you always been like a worker, Mila? Because you don't strike me as the guy that sits around. Like, okay, you had a music career, and then you shifted gears and you became something else. And then, you know, then you shifted back into music. And that's not someone who lies around. That's somebody who's like, I'm not going to sit on my ass. I got stuff I want to do. That's you?
That is me, 100%. Yeah. I believe that if you don't find your purpose, your meaning, your drive, your ambition when you wake up in the morning, that you're basically twiddling your thumbs. And that's, you know, you're only on life on this planet from A to B for so long. Who the heck wants to sit there and twiddle their thumbs, man? You know, you want to sit on the front porch when you get old and tell them some stories of adventures and stuff, like Secondhand Lions, you know? Tell them some stories.
Great movie! What a great movie! Look, I just fell in love with Ice. It's one of my favorite movies. But I love your perspective because, you know, you've seen people in the business that might not have that kind of attitude. And when you meet somebody that appreciates everything and can live in that moment and have that joy again night after night, that's a huge thing to me. I'm very happy for you, man. Very happy.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all come out and relive it with us, man.
Right.
I Love the 90s tour is for everyone. And put your dancing shoes on, man.
Come out
and join us.
Great to talk to you, Ice. Thanks for coming on with us, man. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you having my
friend.
All
right, buddy.
Have a great one.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
I love it.
Coolest guy ever. Secondhand Lions. Every time I even bring that movie up, I have to explain what the movie is. If you've never seen it, it's such a good movie. It's got Robert Duvall and Michael Caine and Haley Joel Osment in it. And it's about a kid and two uncles who have these crazy, crazy stories. And you never know if the stories are real or made up. Mm. But the movie takes you. It's such a... Laura, have you seen it?
I have not.
God, you'd love it.
I don't think I
have.
Trust
me when I say you'd love it. Will you watch it?
I know times in the past we've said you'll love it and it was not a good movie.
I've been having more downtime lately.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of it.
So good.
I get an extra hour a day where I can't go to the gym.
So good. You're going to like it. It's family. It's nice. It's a good movie. So, all right. How cool was he?
Very cool.
Yeah. Bacon, yeah. Cooking bacon. MCs like a pound of bacon.
Yeah.
I
had that thing by heart when I was a kid.
He's way more together
than
I think he gets credit for. You know what I mean? And he should, because when you have a one hit like that, That's such a massive hit. It's hard to recover from it, let alone not only keep moving forward, but prospering in the future. I mean, now he's 8 seasons on TV.
Yeah, and like you said, my kids, Parker, I will catch him, like, in the shower, he listens to music, and I'll hear Sinatra, and I'll hear Elvis, and I'll hear, but he also listens to Kanye West, and he's all over the place, and Dylan will be singing a song, and I'm like, what is he? And I'm, but again, it's YouTube, and it's TikTok, and all these videos that put music that my kids know words to songs that I am just amazed by.
When my daughter came home, when she started buying vinyl, one of the first albums she bought was Boston. Like, Boston. I've never heard her listen to it. And she's like, oh, and I'm like, the fact that when your kid takes on any semblance of musical taste that you have, it's always this moment where you now have yet another thing to bond with your kid over.
Or just music that's outside. I mean, I remember Sadie going, Dad, Frank Sinatra, there's a couple songs there that are really good. And I'm like,
oh my God. Where did you
discover this? And it was from a movie.
1,574 songs he's done. You want some? I got them all. I got every single one, Scotty. If she wants to come over the house, I got a 20-disc box set. I will give it to her. I will loan it to her. But equally on the other side of that is, you can learn great music from your kids. I've learned great stuff from Tyler and Caitlin, and I love that. That's part of the discourse that we have. Hey, Dad, try this. Hey, Dad, you ever hear about this? Hey,
I think a good portion of the stuff they listen to, shit.
My daughter turned me onto a band called Truesdale that I mentioned before. It's three women. It's a rock/pop band with tight harmonies. It's unbelievable the songs they write and the melodies they do. I'm going to see them at the Sinclair in Boston coming up in a month. I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, that's exciting. So, The girl is on standby waiting just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove. The crowd is just throwing it.
I love the fact that there are people there dressed up as Ninja Turtles.
Oh my God. So funny. Yo, so I continue to A1A. Beachfront Avenue. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us. Well, there you go. It is Buzz 24/7. A little Vanilla Ice in your coffee today. Bam. Bam. We will see you all. We will see you all tomorrow or whatever day. We'll see you. Thanks for tuning in to the Buzz 24/7. Jack is Jack. Police on the scene. You know what I mean? Hey, just to thank you for checking out our Buzz Show podcast. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Don't forget the 24/7. It's exclusive stuff not on the air. Click subscribe to that as well. Let's get back at it.